Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for Storm Lake Tornado Boys Soccer. And joining me, head coach Roberto Martinez. And coach, it's been a little while since we've talked. The Humboldt game got postponed last week that we were going to be covering. Walk us back through a little bit ago now, but the border battle. You played a really stout Creighton Prep team, and then you played Bellevue East. Walk us back through that one, a couple of good quality out-of-state opponents.
Yeah, so Creighton Prep, we knew they were going to be really good. So it was a learning lesson for us, for sure. I think we kept it close. You know, up to halftime, we were only down 1-0, and we felt like we had some pretty good chances. But then first 30 seconds into the second half, they scored, and then the goals just started falling. So, yeah, it was definitely a learning lesson because, you know, they're a really good team, and that's what we want to see, some good teams to prepare us for the postseason. I mean, we learned from that first game, played Bellevue East right after, and, I mean, goals are falling. I mean, the guys were confident. We learned from our mistakes in the first game, fixed them in the second game, and, yeah, we had the right mentality for the second one.
Talk about the lessons learned or what you draw from a game against Creighton Prep. Maybe one of the best teams you're going to see all year, if not the best team. Obviously, out-of-state best team you'll see all year. What do you draw from that? I mean, that was, at the time, only your fifth game of the season. I mean, really early in the year to see a really dynamite team like that.
You know, I've been saying from the start that we're going to peak at the right time. So, obviously, early on, there's still a couple things that we need to fix. But pretty much I told them that we can go head-to-head with anybody. I mean, I really believe we have the talent for that. I think it's just a mental thing with these guys. Pretty much just choosing to be the team that changes the outcome of the season that we've had these last several years after COVID. You know, we haven't made it to state, so the mentality hasn't really been like, oh yeah, we're that team that's going to go to state. So I believe we really had that mentality in the first half against Creighton Prep. You know, we didn't put them on a pedestal. We really brought it to them, I guess. Every single person thought that we could beat Creighton Prep. Then the second half, we kind of just dropped our level. As soon as that second goal went in, it was as if the guys were thinking, oh, yeah, that's who we are. We're going to start letting down. But this is the team we are. This is the team who we have been these last couple years. And we basically had a talk after the game saying, like, no, we had them. We had them, and we can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the state. So I think that the mentality and like the understanding of, you know what, we could be that team this year. That's what we're carrying over for the rest of the season.
Once again, chatting with head coach Roberto Martinez of Storm Lake Tornado Boys Soccer here on KKIA. And now we look to last week. You guys only get one of the two games you were supposed to, but you did pick up the victory in it. You knock off MOC Floyd Valley, a 1-0 victory, another clean slate victory, the third of the season for your team. Talk us through that one. Obviously, a low-scoring defensive effort between the two teams.
Yeah, so it was a bit of the same thing, the same problem that we had the second half against Creighton Prep. We ended the border battle like on a good note. Everyone, great mentality, everyone giving it their best effort. And then the first half against MOC, it was kind of the same thing, like lackadaisical, too casual, not really taking it serious. And it was 0-0 at halftime with MOC having way more chances. And I knew it would happen if we underestimated them, because they've gotten better as well. So halftime, it was a pretty brutal talking about giving it your best effort, playing with no regrets by the end of the game, because by the end of the season, if you didn't give it your best effort, you'll be living with that regret. So it's just a matter of staying disciplined every single game to give it your best effort, from whoever's starting to whoever's on the bench, just bringing it 100% best effort so that there's no regret.
One of the positive things that comes out of that is the defensive effort and the defensive side, including your goalkeeping play. What have you seen out of your keepers this year? We talked about it earlier, but you've had three games where you've allowed no goals. The one other win in there has been one goal. When the goalkeeping and defense has gone well, what have you really seen that's helped propel your team to those victories?
When we play really good starting from the back, I think that really sets the tone for the rest of the team. I don't think last year we had any shutouts. We got scored on every single game, so having three already this season is definitely something positive to take home with the team. Both keepers, they do a phenomenal job. Alexis had a great game the last game against MLC. MLC a lot of games, a lot of saves, I mean. And Jesus, he started against Bellevue East, and he had several saves, too, to only hold him to one goal. So I believe our defense has gotten better as a whole, from whoever's coming in on the bench to whoever's starting. And our keepers, they're looking solid, too. So I think we're going to be really good by the end of the season defensively.
Once again, chatting with Roberto Martinez, head coach of Storm Lake Boys Soccer. And now, Coach, it's the rivalry matchup that I'm sure you and Spencer both have circled on the calendars. Spencer, at the time we're recording this, ranked number 8 in 3A. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder after the team got it done last year in the playoffs at their place to advance to the region final. Talk a little bit, before we dial into this matchup, about just the rivalry atmosphere of it overall. It seems like the games are always hyper-competitive, and it really doesn't matter where you play them. Both teams always seem to bring their A game.
Yeah, you know, we look forward to this matchup. I've been a part of this program for, I believe, like a decade, 11 years, four as a player, the rest as a coach, either assistant, and right now as a head coach. And, you know, this is the matchup we look forward to, just because of the intensity, the atmosphere with the intense crowds wherever you go. And you know what, like, it's just a matter of these guys being prepared for that atmosphere. Just play your game. It's just another game. And you know what? Like, obviously, we want to beat Spencer. They're undefeated right now. We want to be the team to beat them. But we need to focus on what we need to do as a team, what we want to accomplish. And naturally, we'll end up with a W tomorrow.
And now you look at that Spencer team a little bit closer. One of the stats that jumps off the sheet is they've only allowed 5 goals all year, and because of that, they're 4-0 in one-goal games. What are you really seeing in this Spencer team that seems to be kind of the pedigree that's what's gotten them to where they're at? Sometimes not a lot of scoring, but they seem to get enough to pick up the wins.
Yeah, so last year they had a really talented senior, number 4, Owen Nelson. He was responsible for a good chunk of their goals last year. So obviously losing that, they had to make up for it somehow, whether it's with a rising player. I don't know if they have that, a player like him, but if it's not another player stepping up, it's got to be as a team, like their structure. If they're a good team, like with their structure on defense and on offense, making sure everyone's in the right position, they make it really hard for other teams to execute their game plan. And then when they end up scoring some goals, and like I said, their structure stays solid for a good 80 minutes, they come out with the W, so we're going to figure out some ways to get through that structure tomorrow.
And then last question for you, Coach. You talked a little bit about it there, but what are you hoping to see out of your team in this matchup? You guys have put together back-to-back wins and head into the matchup against, like you said, an undefeated Spencer team with a win streak of your own. What are you hoping to see out of your team in the matchup against Spencer?
I think everyone's just going to – it's going to be a fight. Like, every single person that's going to be playing tomorrow is going to bring their A game, bring the intensity. They know that guys on the bench would love to go in and give it 100%. So the guys starting are going to start off right away 100%. We want to host Substate this year. We don't want to travel to Spencer. We don't want to travel to Denison. We want to host Substate this year. And these guys know it's an important game tomorrow as well as this Friday. So everyone's just going to give 100% effort, and hopefully we can come out with the win.
All right, Coach, it should be an exciting one. Rivalry matchups normally are. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that was head coach Roberto Martinez of Storm Lake Tornado Boys Soccer. We'll keep on with the pregame. It's right after this on KKIA.